For our confession of sin today, I'll be reading from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. A tree is known by its fruits. Let's examine our fruit by these verses. Do we pursue and prefer the advice of the ungodly? Do we pursue and prefer the company of sinners and scoffers? Verses 4 and 5 are clear. Things don't end well with them. Theirs is the way of death. We ought to pursue the way of life. We ought to delight in the law of the Lord. We ought to meditate on it day and night. Those who walk in the light and life of Christ are like the tree of verse 3. They are well nourished. They thrive. They bear good and timely fruit. And they prosper in all they set their hand to do. Now it'd be easy at this point to shift our focus to the exceptions we all see from time to time. Certainly Scripture does speak to those who do well and still suffer. But this psalm describes the usual course of nature, not necessarily every situation. We also recognize that our greatest treasure awaits in heaven. So let's not miss the main point of this passage. Delight yourself in the Lord, and whether in this life or the next, you will receive blessings from his hand. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for this psalm, which points us towards the way of life. Help us to order our lives well. Help us to not delight in the counsel and company of the ungodly. Rather, help us to love your law. And may our meditation always point us toward Christ. Amen.